And it's that time once again where we gather around the fence post that is community radio. We have a chat to your mate and mine, Richard Mutton from DCFM in Dubbo. Richard, g'day.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Really
well. We're very dry out here.
Yeah. Talk to me about it. What's happening with...
Very dry. Look, we need water for our crops. People dry so out here, and they've got everything, the seed is all in the ground. It mm-hmm. needs rain, and we need rain badly. We've got a weather forecast for the weekend, certainly for this region, of 24 degrees. That's the last day of July, and, you know, the last couple of days of July. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's been a bit warmer here,
winter,
but, yeah.
It's not doing much for the crops. But we'll... Apparently, there's a little bit of rain predicted on Sunday. Let's hope we don't get a decent fall. We need about an inch, and then we will have sparkling wheat and canola fields all over the place with lots of green.
Yeah, fantastic.
Makes the place look nice.
Yeah, good for the farmers too, as well as making the place look a bit greener.
Well, yes, it is good for you blokes too, because you've got some wheat for your bread.
You guys eat the bread too, I'm sure.
Yeah, indeed. Mate, I tell you what is coming up on Sunday here in Dubbo. It's the Westside Rabbitohs Rugby League Football Club versus the Dubbo Macquarie Raiders. Westside live on that side of the river. Dubbo live on this side of the river where we are at DCFM. I'm referring to the Macquarie River, of course. And it's a local derby. But what they've done, it used to be sort of a bloodbath, but they've changed it slightly to a NAIDOC Day community carnival. And it's going to be a ripper, actually. And it's the first one they're doing. And I think it's going to be terrific. It's our number one oval in Dubbo here. Starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. Four games of football. But they're having half-time games and activities. But they're also doing and promoting a catch-up and reconnect with family and the numerous Indigenous tribes getting together and sharing their culture in Dubbo and the wider community on this particular NAIDOC Day. So instead of being a bloodbath, I think it's going to be rather good. And it's an initiative of the Dubbo Westside Rugby League Football Club, and good on them.
Absolutely. No, that sounds fantastic, mate. Hopefully it's a couple of good games of footy as well.
Yeah, indeed. And hopefully, Westside have been struggling this year in the competition, and so have the Raiders. So it should be some very, very good football, I think, on Sunday. They've got to deal with Orange all the time, and Orange are very strong.
Right.
That's another story. Mate, if you like tractors, and I mean tractors, and you want to see a few more tractors, and then after that, a couple more tractors, the Ningen Ag Expo is on. Now, Ningen is 160 kilometres north of Dubbo, and that's where I reckon the outback starts, and they have the Ningen Ag Expo, and it's on Saturday week.
Right.
For a day. And the machinery they get out there, because they do cotton and they do wheat and they do massive harvests, the machinery is something to behold. Quite amazing, as a matter of fact.
I think we spoke about this sort of stuff before. I think the kid in me would absolutely love that. Would just love to be there.
Yeah.
The big machines, the whole works. I wouldn't know how to use any of it. But
me either. But anyway, we're talking major tractors here with tyres, you know, taller than you and I. That's just a starter's. The Four Corners program on water has mm-hmm. caused a stir, obviously, in this particular valley. We, of course, have the Macquarie River running through Bathurst and through Wellington, then to Dubbo, onto Narromine, and then down to the through Warren and down to the Macquarie Marshes. And that's where it sort of empties. Now, we've been having an environmental flow for many years to keep the marshes going. Mm-hmm. Some of the environmentalists say that the Macquarie Marshes aren't getting enough water because of cotton. I'm not going to go into that argument, but I do know that people were particularly upset about what's happening on the Barwon-Darling River system after the Four Corners program, and the mention about the Macquarie Marshes as well, apparently not getting enough water. Now, that's a huge breeding area for birds,
mm-hmm.
And we're talking birds that fly from Russia.
Wow.
We're talking birds that fly from all over the world, literally to breed there, and off they go again. It filled beautifully last year because of natural rain, and the bird life out there was unbelievable. It's looking a bit dry now because of water being sucked out of the Macquarie, and so people aren't happy about that. We've got to wait and see. I'll see what the New South Wales government will do, as opposed to Victoria and South Australia, regarding the whole river systems at the moment. But at the present time, Macquarie River not looking too bad, but the Barwon-Darling in a bit of trouble downstream.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, following up from something that happened last week that caused all sorts of reaction from listeners here in Sydney, you had a bit of an attack last week.
Of Galahs.
Of Galahs.
Well, mate, when I described the Galah attack last week, it was nothing like the one we experienced on Tuesday morning. It happened again. And the thud, thud, thud on the roof going through our breakfast program this time was unbelievable. I tell you what, the Galahs were like zeros going into Pearl Harbor and knocking off the Yanks. It was unbelievable. They were kamikaze ones. They were sort of diving into the roof and bouncing off the roof and flying away sort of half done into a tree. I think they've obviously got onto some sort of area where Galahs can, they get themselves drunk. If they overdo it on wheat seeds, if they overdo it on canola seeds, and they get spilt from trucks travelling through the place, I reckon they had a feed somewhere and decided to land on our roof. But it was unbelievable this week. kamikaze Galahs, mate, everywhere.
This is unbelievable. This is something I just can't comprehend. I'm going to have to pop along and see this. Does this sort of happen the same time each year, or is this?
Well, we don't know. There's a second one. We rushed out to try and take photos. Of course, as soon as we got out there to take photos, they all flew off and landed in a tree. Apart from the couple that were on the roof, they were sort of staggering, and they left a mass of feathers everywhere. And then they decided to disappear anyway.
This is incredible.
I don't know whether I've mentioned it to you, but we have a wonderful view from our studios here in DCFM. Well, our western window overlooks a cemetery and a sewage pumping station.
Wow.
And I call it the view to die for. That's where they headed, over the sewage pumping station and over the cemetery to places unknown. Our eastern and northern windows are very nice. We've got very beautiful views out of those. Fortunately, looking out of the northern window, as I am now, we get a lovely gum tree flattering, and out of the eastern window, we can see the sunrise in the morning and all those sort of things. But the kitchen window is horrible.
That's
no other way to describe it.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, Richard, thank you so much for catching up with us once again this week. If people are in and around the Dubbo area, where can they find you, mate?
They can find us at 88.9 because we're DCFM. We're the community radio station in Dubbo, and we are local radio as it should be.
Absolutely. Well, Richard, thanks again. We'll speak again next week, mate.
Cheers, mate. Bye-bye.